Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is The Essential Guide to Optimistic Thinking. Since my blog is called The Positivity Blog, quite a few people are curious about my thoughts on positive thinking. Skeptics may, for example, feel that always being positive is unhealthy and destructive. I can agree about that. Being mindlessly positive about everything can become just another way to escape and avoid your problems temporarily, until reality hits you in the belly. But being constructively optimistic and positive and taking action to overcome challenges and to improve various areas of life is very beneficial. Because negative thinking can poison what, from the outside, looks like a pretty good life with opportunities. Pessimism can create ceilings and walls made out of glass where there are really none. With such forces controlling your inner life, your outer life tends to stand pretty still. Your time here wastes away. It's a terrible thing. I know. I was there for several years in my early 20s, but you can change. I have. And in this recording, I'll share 6 fundamentals that have been essential for me to make that mental change. These are things that actually work in real life to change how you view things. However, just knowing these things won't change your thinking. You have to practice them and fail from time to time and then get back up again. And keep using them until they become new habits of thinking. That may seem very obvious, but I believe that giving up very early is one of the most common pitfalls people fall into. You have to keep going until it sticks in your mind more and more. So let's get started. My first fundamental is focus on what you want. Just like with productivity and effectiveness, it's essential to ask yourself, what do I think about most of the time? My troubles or worries? If that is the case, if you spend your attention on focusing on what you don't want, then it's easy to feed the negativity monster in your mind with more energy and to get stuck in analysis paralysis. But if you instead spend most of your time thinking about what you want out of life in various areas, then you become more focused. Your mind starts to spit out solutions to obstacles. You feel like taking action to start moving step by step towards your goal, so focus on what you want. Post reminders on post-its and whiteboards in your surroundings to keep your attention where it needs to be. Write down your goal and focus single-mindedly on taking yourself towards it. Ask yourself questions that help you find the useful and positive, such as, what is awesome about this situation? What is the hidden opportunity in this situation? And, what can I learn from this situation? Now, let's move on to fundamental number 2. Be grateful for what you got. What you want is something out there in the future, but it's also important to view what you already have in the right way to keep an optimistic viewpoint. So appreciate the little and big things that you have, instead of focusing too much on what you don't have. Ask yourself, what can I be grateful for in my life right now? When I ask myself that question, I often come up with simple answers, such as the roof over my head, the delicious food on my table, my health, having the opportunity to sleep in, and the fun I have with the people closest to me. Fundamental number 3. Avoid negative generalizations. Negative generalizations about life can really wreck your outlook. If you, for example, run into an obstacle or problem, then the negative thinker may generalize this as something that is just there and will continue to stay there. While the optimistic thinker views the obstacle as something temporary that can be overcome by taking action, even if that means failing and learning a few things along the way. If the negative thinker runs into criticism, then he or she may generalize this as something personal, like the other person is out to get him or her, and that he or she is somehow a bad or generally an incompetent person just because this piece of criticism. The optimistic thinker, on the other hand, will keep some distance to the criticism. He or she thinks that that piece of criticism may be valid for this area of life, rather than saying something about everything. One example is, if the criticism is about not being on time for meetings at work, then that is the issue that needs to be corrected. It does not mean a bad performance in all areas of that job. The optimistic thinker also keeps in mind that criticism sometimes may not be valid, but will arise because the other person has had a bad day, is irritated about something, or hates some part of his or her own life. The next fundamental is shape the input. If you let pessimistic and negative thinking into your mind, then it will be pretty much impossible to stay optimistic about life. So, shape the input. Take a closer look at what movies, TV, news, books, and music you consume and how they affect you. Look at how the people closest to you, such as friends and family, affect your thoughts. Ask yourself, what sources of information and emotions do I spend most of my day and week with? And are those sources lifting me up or pulling me down? Then take action to reduce or cut out the most negative sources as best you can, and replace that void in your life with more time with the positive influences. Also, take a look at what sources you can decrease the input from so that information overload does not happen. You don't have to have input all the time. That will only add stress, speed up your thinking, and cause overthinking in many cases. Now, here's a tip I've touched on earlier, but a really good one. So, the next fundamental is set the context for your day. I've already gone over this in Simple Productivity, but this works very well to become an optimist. A few suggestions that will help you to set the positive context for the day are: spend a few minutes in the morning on thinking about what you want and your goals. This sends you off to a highly motivated and focused day. You can also spend a few minutes being grateful for what you got. This sets you up for a positive mood throughout the day. Or you can exercise. This will help to release inner tensions and worry and fill the space they occupy within you with new energy. Or you can do the most important thing first, and that is how I start my day. If you want to improve your thinking and become more of an optimist and positive thinker, then start by incorporating one of these elements that help you to do so in your own morning ritual. My last fundamental is be good and kind to yourself. How you view yourself and treat yourself has a huge impact on how you view the world around you and interact with it. We'll take a deeper look at that later on in this module, but for now consider this thought. You are at the center of your world, and if you like yourself and you are good to yourself, then it becomes a lot easier to think optimistically about your future and the world around you.